My cursor blinks rhythmically on the screen, causing me to blurt out a noise that comes out sounding like a sob, and a sarcastic chuckle procreated, and that's what they spawned. Half snort, half whimper, but purely insane. I've been thinking that a lot lately. Insane Sadie. Insadie. It does have a ring to it, no doubt about that. My eyes leave the screen and peer out my living room window. I stare out as cars cruise idly down my street. My grass is freshly cut. My driveway is neatly edged. You'd think that someone who actually gives a damn lives here at 803 Chestnut Lane. Not so much. Not even close. Dad is to thank for the pristine yard. Mom is responsible for the freezer full of ready-made meals that require next to no effort to prepare. There's a pink sticky note taped to the lid of each plastic dish, saying the same thing. 3 minutes on high in the microwave. Stir. 2 more minutes. XO. Mom. She's taken the time to write the same damn thing on each note, and instead of thinking about how lucky I am to have a mom who cares so damn much, I think that she's wasted her time. Who writes the same thing on a sticky note at least 20, 30, hell, 40 times or so? I'm not a moron. She's stocked me with enough food to take on a zombie apocalypse, and I never eat any of it. It's the Southern Belle mentality. Food is love, and Southern mamas love. A lot. It's also the whole starve a cold, feed a fever approach. Except in this situation, it's more aptly engorge a widow. Another half snort, half whimper escapes my throat, and a part of me, somewhere inside, is disgusted that I am the way I am. I imagine the long-lost version of myself, the one deep inside, behind bars, is shaking her head in condescension at the new me. You'd think that I'd be ashamed of my mental status these days, but I'm not. I'm fucking sick of life, and I haven't made a single effort at hiding it. I'm callous, with just about everyone, including myself, but somehow I'm not inclined to be that way with him. I don't know why, and I kind of hate that I feel like playing favorites with this man, but who can blame me? On some level, I love him. I love him and hate him simultaneously. See? Insane. I read the first email I received from him one more time, even though my impassive eyes have scanned the words so many times that I could probably recite what he's typed. 2. Sadie Sculpts at telsage.com. From Alexander.McBride at telsage.com. Subject. Hi. April 16, 2013. 4:08 p.m.
1 week from now? Tuesday, April 23rd? 9 a.m. is a good time. There's a breakfast place called the Red Rooster on Main. I'll meet you there. I've included my cell phone number in case your plans change. Regards, Alexander McBride.
No apologies. No condolences. No sympathy or questions about how I'm dealing. I don't know why, but something about the short and to-the-point theme of his email feels relatable. I'm the same way. I've been short and snappy with everyone since Jake. And despite knowing that I shouldn't want to know why he seems so short, I do want to know. I know why I'm short and abrasive. Why is he?